In the third module, we discussed other novel agents and strategies under investigation. And to begin, Dr. Weston presented a patient in her 50s with stage 4 squamous cell carcinoma of the cervix who received the investigational antibody drug conjugate to tisotumab vedotin.
I was very lucky to be at an institution where this agent was being assessed. So this was a woman who presented to me in her 50s. She was a stage 4, grade 3 squamous cell carcinoma of the cervix. She's got liver pushing into the diaphragm metastases. And we, given that she was stage 4, we went ahead and treated her with a chemotherapy combination. She got paclitaxel, cisplatin, bevacizumab. She got 6 cycles and had a near complete response. And we continued her on the bevacizumab to progression. But at 6 months, she came in with some pelvic pain and spotting. And she had pretty extensive carcinomatosis, causing quite a bit of issues with her bowel. So we went ahead and tested her for PD-L1. Unfortunately, that was negative. We did utilize Dr. Beer's carboplatin sensitivity. And we did retreat her. We did retreat her with paclitaxel and carboplatin. She didn't have benefits, so I'll be interested to see that paper. It sounds like it might be a negative one. So then we gave her some gemcitabine and cisplatin. There is some activity of that combination, even in a platinum-resistant group. She got 6 cycles. She had stable disease. She was tolerating it well, but ultimately progressed and got the TV. Her peritoneal disease was nearly gone. She had just a little bit of area here and some other kind of small volume disease, and she's been on for 12 months, so it was really exciting.
Any tolerability issues, any alopecia symptoms?
Yeah, she was disappointed. She did lose hair. It was grade 1, but it was enough that it was concerning to her. But, you know, overall, for the end game, she was quite happy.
Any other tolerability issues?
She didn't, no. You know, they've seen some issues with bleeding and such, and she did not have any issues like that. She did have fatigue, but some of that, I think, was just related to the number of prior, you know, therapies that she had had.
Mike, any comments on the tissue factor, what it is, where you see it? Outside of GYN, do you see it?
Yeah, so I think there are 2 points here. In contrast to the folate receptor alpha, where I think it's much more restricted in normal tissues, you do find this, and it probably predicts for some of the side effects. And what you're looking for is a differential expression. So it's in a lot of tissues, but not nearly as high as tumors. It's a very broad number of tumors.
What is it? What's its natural function?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
I think it's involved in the clotting cascade.
Clotting cascade.
Yeah, but
interesting.
I don't think we really
it's
know.
It's kind of an area of injury will have increased tissue factor, I believe.
Any thoughts about why you see these problems, particularly the epistaxis and the bleeding?
You know, I think, again, where you have, I don't think we have a clear rationale, but with the rise expression of the TNF, most likely you have irritation of those areas and those vascular membranes.
Irritation.
So,
Mike, is that your take too?
Yeah, I think that's an on-target effect, you know, as opposed to what I described in the folate receptor alpha with the blurred vision. There's no folate receptor alpha expressed in the cornea, so that's not really an on-target. This is on-target.
Any kind of general clinical sense, and Shannon, your patient seemed to do very well. How typical or atypical was your patient?
I mean, I think everybody's going to have some type of side effect. It's just a matter of how significant that side effect is and how debilitating that side effect is. For my patient, just the fatigue really was the main issue with her. But I'd say about half of patients don't have any serious adverse event.
How would you compare, for example, Shannon, this to just chemotherapy, carboplatin, for example?
I mean, I think it's somewhat equivalent. There's less alopecia than we would see with paclitaxel. 100% of patients are going to have hair loss. But I think that overall, for the proportion of patients that are able to get through without any side effects, it's better than chemo. But then for the ones that
have...
I would agree with that.
I would say in general, I tell my patients that they're at risk of toxicity, but should be better than especially a platinum doublet.